Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. How's it going? This is season two, episode... I'm sorry. It looks like we've got another blooper for the show that came out last week. What? I finally got it up. That's
what she said. Welcome to 2017. Or 2016? When was season two?
2017.
Ha, I was right the first time.
You were. Cheers.
Go with your gut.
Go with your gut, always.
Welcome to, okay, hold on. This is season, let me start this again, but I'm totally going to keep all that in because if you haven't gone back to last week and listened to the bloopers that I worked real hard to get out, that's an example of them. Welcome to season four, episode seven, episode number 142. Shandy did the math, so if it's wrong, blame her, but I think it's right. Kind of seems like it checks out. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
Did we do this already?
We did.
We did.
And okay. I'm Shandy.
So. Never hurts to reinforce a name recognition.
This would be like the fifth time we've said our names today.
So if we have any new listeners who decided to join the fun after hearing the our In the Dark episode, I want to say that this is not usually how we start out, but I mean, it kind of is.
You know,
please don't turn off.
Don't
please
turn off
for
yet.
A minute.
Yeah.
It's going to get better. Stay
honestly,
with us,
this is not how we usually start out, but this is usually how we end up. So we're just giving you a little preview from about an hour and 10 minutes from now.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if you are joining us from that, welcome. We hope that you stick around. We're actually recording this episode on July 30th, even though it won't be out for another week or so, because Shandy Pants is going on vacation.
Yay! Oh my God, yes. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I have one more day of work. I have a couple of things to check off my list that I've been whittling away at, and then I'm ready to put up my out of office message.
Oh, nice. That sounds so good.
Yes. I have four different people lined up to come and feed my cats.
That sounds excessive.
Wow.
It was a bit of a puzzle.
Like a relay of cat feeding.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, I am excited and ready to go and ready to be on vacation for real for like a good chunk of time. It is time.
Yeah. Where are you guys going? Montana?
We are going to Montana, kind of per usual. We do seem to go there a lot.
Well, you are from there, so.
True. Mm-hmm. True, true. But we're going up for a family reunion. That's the first stop. And it's at this place that we had a family reunion at in 1992.
Nice.
So, yeah. I'm excited to see this place as an adult because I have like these memories of it. Hopefully it will live up to the memories, but that should be fun. I really have no idea who's coming to this family reunion. So that'll be fun to find out too. And then after that, we're going to Yellowstone with like my immediate family, except my sister. She's the only one that can't come. But that will be fun because it'll be like the nieces and nephews' first times at Yellowstone. And then we're going to the lake with just a brother. So it's like we're starting out with like a really big group and then it's like progressively getting smaller and smaller. So we'll go to Flathead Lake afterwards with one of my brothers and his family. And then afterwards we'll go to the town I'm from and hang out with some friends there. And then on the way back, it's still kind of up in the air. Originally we were going to go through Seattle, but that kind of fell through, and we're sort of thinking that now, like, because we're road tripping, we will have like a good little chunk of time.
Nice.
For the way back. So like we might go through Utah, hit up some Utah parks.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, like taking all our camping stuff, and then we'll see.
So what kind of camping stuff do you guys have? Because I would say you guys are avid campers, like you do this stuff a lot. So what kind of gear does it entail?
I like that you think of me as an avid camper because I aspire to one day be an avid camper. I would say currently I'm not an avid camper because really
the kids book,
the Grand Canyon trip that we did in April was actually my first time backpacking ever in my life. Not my first time camping, but my first time like legit camp, like backpacking. But yeah, I mean, we just like have, you know, a tent and like sleeping bags and sleeping pads. And
I don't have any of that.
Alike.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of that. That's legit.
Maybe your fairy god person on Amazon can send you something else useful for your trip.
A canteen.
A canteen. A something. Yeah,
that doubles it as a flask.
Yeah. no, Shani, that sounds like really fun. And I can't wait to hear the report of how your vacation went. You will be back on August 20th, correct?
Correct.
So we are going to record. So here's the schedule. Well, I guess it doesn't matter because by the time you guys are hearing this, the schedule has already happened. Speaking of going home, I will have gone home to New York twice before this episode airs. But yeah, so if you're listening to this, this was the episode released on August 9th, I think. I don't know. Maybe the bloopers have not happened yet, and this is the second. We'll see. We'll see.
In which case, the math thing would not be my fault.
Which case, the math thing would not be Shandy's fault. That would totally be on me. We are going to be off the week of August 16th, and then we will return with a new episode that we will record on August 21st, and we'll... I'm sorry?
Maybe. I still have to figure out if my mom's in, if my mother is in town that week.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
My mother is in town that week because Jay is away. Jay just started a new job. He is in away for training for 4 weeks, Monday through Friday. And I have a very busy week, the week of August, like 19th. So my mom is coming to help me out with some children's school driving situations that I have on August 21st. We'll figure it out. So all right, we may be back for a new episode on August 23rd. If not, I don't know, maybe bloopers part two. And... otherwise, we will see you on August 30th.
Cool. Great.
Cool. Amanda, what's going on with you? Anything interesting?
Oh my gosh. No. For the first time all summer, my butt is staying here in the city for a couple of weeks. You and haven't... I'm very excited about it.
So in the future, you haven't been to the Atlanta airport at any point?
No. My Atlanta airport travels are behind me for a while, which is pretty great.
Awesome.
It's pretty great to say.
Nice.
Yep. Just going to relax. Maybe go to the beach.
Cool.
Yep.
Go see some movies maybe.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. I am going to New York the weekend of August 2nd for my niece's second birthday party. And then we're leaving Zach there because he does not have school for the week.
Because he's been a bad boy and he deserves it.
No, mommy has been a good mommy and deserves it. So I'll be driving, meeting my parents halfway in like the Baltimore or Alexandria, Virginia area to do a handoff of him on Friday the 9th. So yay, go that. And yeah, good times. Yeah, these episodes that we record in advance are always kind of awkward, especially when we do the double episodes, and this would be the second one that we're recording tonight. Because I wish I had like a fun story or something to kick this off with, but I really don't. So, yeah. Cool. Yeah. But you know what is? This is going to be like the quickest episode ever. So listen, if you are here because you heard about us through In the Dark, stick around for maybe the 23rd or maybe the 30th when we come back. We are really big in New Jersey, guys. Like our last regular episode, we had two people from New Jersey that left us feedback. They love us there. New Jersey men love us there.
Love us.
We also talk a lot about geocaching. Just say.
True. And I should hopefully have some story. Actually, we should both hopefully have some stories about that when we come back.
I think from
summer recess.
From our summer recess. Yes, 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 yes.
Maybe I'll go geocaching with all my time off.
Oh, my Amanda! God, you should.
I will.
Let's you should watch should. Superstore.
That's true. I did start watching Years and Years on HBO.
Nice.
Oh, my God, guys. Oh, my God. It's a lot.
Okay. Well, I'm watching Fleabag while Jay is absent.
Oh, so good.
So I will have.
I love it.
I don't know. I haven't started it yet. But I mean, theoretically, when this airs, I probably have.
It's loving it.
Yeah. And I'm also, I'm going to scrapbook so hard. It's going to be great. But anyway, good times, good times. We had a new Twitter party, and everyone knows how much I love a good Twitter party. The Twitter party is hashtag mansplain women problems, and it's women who are being asked to mansplain women problems to themselves. I originally discovered this article on BuzzFeed to give credit where credit is due. And I also clicked on the hashtag, so I've got a little bit of a combination. All right, the first one is from at Ooh La La Lexi. Cramps aren't that bad. You're being dramatic. This one is from KK Scott 25. Woo! Snaps for KK Scott. Me. Me, in active labor with Nurse Ratchet, who ignores my birth plan and decides I'm not getting drugs. My ex-husband, repeatedly saying, just breathe. It won't hurt if you just breathe.
Yeah.
Have not given birth, but I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think that's how that works.
It is not. As someone that did it twice, it definitely hurts whether you breathe or not. It might be better if you don't breathe, because then you might pass out and not feel it.
Can't feel anything if you're unconscious.
Woo! The next one is from MicroKitty COS. Me. Oh, neat. A 50% coupon for the tampons I use. Man. You already have a box in the bathroom, though. Me. Do you think I reuse them or something? Wait, Shandy, we haven't gotten a thinks update from you in a while.
Wearing them as I speak.
So they still work.
I mean, there's not really much to update except that I just still love them as much as I always did. I will say, did I tell you guys about how, like, one or two of my pairs did have, it's not that they came apart, but like some of the seams were a little bit coming undone.
Oh.
And I was not happy about that because they are like $30 a pop. So I wrote to the company and eventually got like three new pairs on them. And I think in the meantime, they had figured out some fixes, so they made it better. So that's good.
Oh, that's good. I like a company that fixes problems rather than doesn't care.
Deals with it and raises the price anyway.
Yeah, I did. I had like an eyebrow raising moment when they at first like gave me a coupon for like $5 off. And I was like, no. Like, you're going to send me new ones for free. That's how this works.
Yes.
Didn't say it quite like that, but basically, yeah.
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 So this next one is from at Velocity. There's no such thing as mansplaining. You just don't like it when men explain something.
Yeah, that's totally right. Nailed it.
Next one is from at Shan on Fire. So the person's name is Shannon, but there's a little, you know, play on it. Shan on Fire. Shannon Fire, if you will. You've had your period every month for years. Shouldn't you know how to deal with it by now? Let's see. Oh, here's a great one. This one hits close to home. This one is from at Quipabitch. If you take maternity leave into account, you do get equal pay. Hashtag mansplain women problems. I've heard that before. Someone who's been on maternity leave twice. Not from a company. I have seen this argument in the wild.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The next one is from at who even is Maya, quote, your period can't be that bad. You've never been kicked in the balls, unquote.
Right. You've also never had a period. So we're even.
Oh, there we are.
The kicked in the balls thing is always sort of fascinating because I think we just like grow up accepting it. But like, if you're kicked in the vagina, like that really fucking hurts.
I think just maybe we should all just
kick
you know,
in the genitals in
not,
general.
We should probably not.
Not kick right. people
no,
in
but
the private
like
areas.
There's assumption, I think, that like being kicked in the balls is like the worst thing ever. And I'm like, I'm not saying it's good, but like.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because your organs are outer.
Yeah. No matter what's going on in that region, it's going to hurt to be kicked.
It's going to hurt. Gonna
so,
hurt
yeah, let's just stop doing it now. Unless you're being, like, kidnapped or raped or murdered or something, right. then, you know,
well, luckily,
kick away.
Like, girls don't generally go around kicking each other in the vag, whereas the same can't really be said of boys.
It doesn't really seem like the most effective means of communication.
No.
No, it does not. Let's see, what's the next one? Okay. This is from at Topo Freako. All right. And it's a whole bunch of quotes with the hashtag mansplain women problems. Just chill out. Calm down. You need to relax. You're being hysterical. Don't blow things out of proportion. And the myriad of ways that men hashtag mansplain women problems by gaslighting our emotional and mental health. From at Chris Vivi. Maternity leave is just a long paid vacation. You're just watching a sleeping baby in your PJs all day.
That's right. That's accurate. Yeah.
Homeboy who said this to me became a father shortly afterwards. I never heard him comment on his wife's 4 months of paid maternity leave. How do I get 4 months of paid maternity leave?
Seriously.
If I had a baby next year, I had a baby next year, I would only get 2 weeks of paid maternity leave.
That's insane.
Because it accrues. Oh, and I had a baby in 2018. So I used, you know, my 4 weeks of paid leave from when my child was born in 2014. So good times. Yeah.
That's insane. That's absolutely insane.
Sure is, Skippy. Sure is. Let's see. What else do we got here? Let's see. Scrolling around. At Lynn's Biscuit. It is spelt like Limp Biscuit. At Lynn's Biscuit said, quote, there is no gender wage gap, unquote. Quote, the pink tax doesn't exist, unquote. Quote, why is all your shit so expensive? Do you really need all of this? Unquote. At CM Ritter Actor says, women already have equality, so feminists are just crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. And then let's see, to finish this up. Sorry. Again, you know, I discovered this as we were starting, so. But at least, you know, we're still usually in the middle of the first part of the show at this point, so right. I am...
Seriously, we're well on our way.
I am way fucking ahead of this game.
I know.
Get to bed at a decent hour.
I'm, like, already on vacation. I apologize in advance.
Oh, good.
At VintageHeart85 says, yeah, but women in other countries have it way worse. You should be grateful.
Love that argument.
Right.
Let's see. I want to end it on a really good one, but I'm on actual Twitter now, so that's the shitty part.
That's dangerous.
It'll only hurt for a second at Fly the Blue W. That one's not great.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of giving birth, at Hey, How's It Going? Says, giving birth is painful, but not as painful as being kicked in the nuts.
All right.
Let me tell you.
Together.
Giving birth sucks, especially when you want the epidural and you're not allowed to have the epidural.
Yeah.
Uh, Okay, this one, I'm not keeping in, but this one's weird. women don't get equal pay because they'll use that money on makeup and anal bleaching.
What?
Oh, thanks.
Shh, don't give away our secrets.
What? List of things on my bucket list. Anal bleaching is not.
Oh, people do it.
Yeah.
Hashtag mansplain women problems. If you leave the seat up, maybe I wouldn't pee on it. all right. I think that's where we're going to have to cap it, because while this was a pretty funny hashtag, I think BuzzFeed actually did get the best of them. all right. One more. At Uncle Fecal, all right, ooh, says, you wouldn't need so many friends if you weren't mad at half of them all the time. But I'm just... All right. Well, on that note, guys.
Oh, dear.
I promise we are usually way more. let me just tell you, at this point in the episode, we usually haven't even gotten to whatever we're talking about in the middle. And that's what she said. But on that mm-hmm. note... All right, so at this point, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we will see you all in a minute. Oh, guys, you know what I did this weekend?
What?
Oh, my God. So I actually, you know how sometimes you just have those days where you mess up a lot and you can't get things right, and you can either, like, cry about it or just laugh because what else is going to go wrong?
Yeah, that's at least once a week.
Okay, so I, so my sister-in-law is having a baby on September 11th is her due date. And I am the godmother, my first godchild. What?
Yay,
I know, it's super exciting. And she had her baby shower this past weekend. You know, I had to do games and I had to bring the pigs in a blanket, the mini hot dogs. And I had a couple other things. Oh, I had to bring the wine. I was like, I've got this. So I didn't even have to say I got this. They were like, Colleen's got this. And I was like, yes, I do. Yep. So anyway, so my whole plan was I'm going to go for a walk and geocache in the morning. And then I'm going to take a shower and I'm going to go to Costco, go to my mother-in-law's house for the baby shower. And then, you know, bring everything that I've bought at Costco. And I go geocaching, and it's fantastic. I climbed a tree, guys. I tore up my legs. I actually took pictures of my legs and the tree to put on the broadcast Instagram page and then kind of forgot. but, like, I mean, when I came back, Jay was like, Colleen, what is the matter with you? Because there was, like, blood dripping because I like, got caught in a thorn bush. Yeah, like, there were thorns and it was on the way to the cache. But whatever, I climbed the tree. I got it. I was so excited. I took this selfie of me, which I guess I'm going to have to post on the Instagram feed. But, like, my arm is steady, but I'm trying to balance on, like, a tree limb. So my legs are shaking like fuck, right? Like, just, like, shaking so badly. But I was super, like, excited. I was like, yeah, I got this. I got my first travel bug, which we talked about on the patron show when we recorded the July patron show. I got my first travel bug, not from the tree, but from the one right before the tree. So I'm, like, pumped, like, woo, yay, I got this. So I come back from this walk, and I'm feeling great, right? Like, I walk 2 miles and geocache for 2 miles, and then I ran the 2 miles back because it was like a little loop. So I ran it back, and I was like, I feel great. This is exciting. The world is mine. And then the world wasn't mine because I went to Costco and they were out of like everything that I needed to buy.
Oh, no.
And I was like, huh. Okay, well, I guess I'll get mozzarella sticks in place of mini hot dogs. They specifically requested the pigs in a blanket, but cool. So, and then I had only gone in to get wine and mini hot dogs, so I hadn't gotten the cart, and then it's me. So I was like, this wine, and this one, and I guess this wine, and I guess this one. So I'm carrying like 5 bottles of wine, this giant thing of mozzarella sticks, and this thing of marinara, no, like a multiple pack of marinara sauce, because it's Costco and that's all they sell it as. So I'm like, oh, that perhaps this would have been like, there could have been a better way to do this, but here we are. I'm supposed to be there at 2, and it's to like 10 by the time I leave there, because at first I get into my car and Jay had been driving the van and there was no gas, and I was like, well, I need to get gas. So that already sent me back. So it was 2:10. I call and I'm like, my GPS puts me there at 2:25. I'll, you know, be there as soon as possible. I'm so sorry. So I pull up at my in-law's house and nobody is there. And I'm like,
oh no.
I'm like, oh, maybe because my both of my sister-in-laws, they live in houses next to each other. And Jay's parents just have the one car. So I'm thinking, okay, there's a two-car garage. Perhaps everyone's in the garage. It's me. Maybe, you know, my sister-in-law's husband's family isn't there yet, thinking like, why would they not, you know, why would her mother-in-law not be there a half an hour before the party? So thinking that, I get out, I walk to I walk up towards the door and I'm like, there's nobody here. So I go on Facebook and I'm like, shit. And I see that the party is actually at my other sister-in-law's house, which is an additional 25 minutes away from where I am right now. So I like start freaking out, right? I get into the car, I drive away, and as I drive away, I'm like, shit. They have a Nest doorbell cam thingy. They have just seen me pull up here, and I'm sure they all got the notification to their phone, and they're laughing at me right now. So I have to call and be like, so I'm sure you just saw, but I went to your house instead. And my mother-in-law was like, we hadn't seen, but like she starts laughing and she's like, but you know, you get here when you get here. And I'm like, I am so, so sorry. I got there at 2:56 for the 3 o'clock party. I called Jay
early.
I called Jay and I'm hysterically crying at this point because I'm like already kind of a little emotional. I'm a little hormonal to begin with, you know, so I'm already like prone to hashtag mansplaining women problems. I'm more prone to crying on that particular day. And I'm like, I messed up so badly. I can't believe this. Because I started this whole conversation with, hey, guess what? The party's not at your parents'. It's at Heather's house. And Jay was like, I know. And I was like, when I said I was leaving 30 minutes before the party to stop at Costco and go to your parents', why didn't you say, hey, you're not going to make it going to the place that's 45 minutes away? No, this time he was like, I don't know, you're a grown up. You should have figured it out. And I was like, okay, this is the wrong thing to say to me right now. So like, I'm like, I end up pulling myself together. I get there and everything is fine. So anyway, I got there and everything was fine in the end. People were fashionably late. They all enjoyed the mozzarella sticks and the wine that I brought. And thankfully, it all worked out well. It all worked out for the most part. But anyway, cool. That's what happened to me. Amanda, you were in Vegas, right?
I did. I completely forgot to talk about it last time we recorded. But yeah, I was in Vegas for a bachelorette party, which ended up being a lot more fun than that sounds. I never figured myself a Vegas person, but so I was not dreading it, but I was skeptical of how much fun I was going to have. Mm. And that was silly of me because I had a really good time.
That's awesome.
I was awake for 24 hours.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So Friday night was like our big, like go hard night. And that was the day I flew in. So got up at probably like 6 a.m. New York time because my flight was fairly early. I think I had like a 10 o'clock flight or something, which got off the ground without a hitch. No issues there. My friend got us into the Delta Lounge. I see why people are into that. That is super cool.
Is it? I hear great things about it, actually.
It's real cool. It is really, really cool. Open bar and like nice open bar. Like hot food that's all free and very delicious.
Mm.
It was very nice. I felt very classy.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so we land in Vegas. We get to the hotel. Some of the girls stayed over the night before. So people were like hanging out at the pool. So we like checked into our room, like got into our suits, like we're hanging out by the pool. And then that night we were doing like a party bus. So we do like a dinner like in the hotel. The party bus picks us up. takes us to a male strip club, which is an experience.
Mm-hmm. Especially a Vegas one, I'm sure.
Yeah, I watched a guy light himself on fire.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. So first of all, just male strip clubs are weird. It was a weird experience. It's came. I was there. I don't necessarily think it's something I'll have to do again. But as we were leaving, because it was like up on the top floor of like a, I don't know, a strip club complex. There was like a ladies on the ground floor and the men were upstairs. It was a whole thing. But anyway, so there's just the one elevator. So like part of our group, we were a large group. We were 13. So part of the group was in the first elevator and I was in the second group that was sort of waiting for the elevator to come back. And the guy that was doing his thing on stage, it was like very much stripping and performance art. He like wasn't about the tips, did not care. He just wanted to like pursue his bliss and share his art with the world. So he was like doing all this weird stuff. And then he was like in a chair.
That's something you can appreciate at least.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had this can of shaving cream that he was imitating a bodily function with, we'll say. Gross. But then all of a sudden he like takes the shaving cream and like rubs it up his tummy. And then all of a sudden it was like fire. Yeah, because apparently, little did I know, but shaving cream, highly flammable.
So did he know that?
Somehow magically lights himself on fire and then puts it back out. It was like a stripping magic show.
Wow.
And like the hostess, one of the hostess that was like taking us around, she's like, I have never seen anything like that before. So, you know, and she lives in Vegas and does these parties. So you figured, homegirl's probably seen some things.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, man, lit himself on fire and then we left.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an experience. But then we went to like a club and we had like table service. So I think that's like what I've come to realize, that I like Vegas if I don't have to deal with people. Like, we didn't have to deal with like any like lines or cover charges. We had like our own table, our own place to be, and it was perfectly great and perfectly fine. But then after, so like we had our table for like X amount of hours, and then originally on the itinerary was like at 1:30 in the morning, we're gonna go to the Calvin Harris like DJ show at like whatever casino. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Bunch of women in their mid-30s, we're not gonna make it. Like, that's just not god damn it, we totally made it. And it was the most fun I've ever had.
That's awesome.
It was so cool. And I would have stayed the whole time had my feet not been absolutely killing me. I was like totally awake. It was just like I had been in heels for too long and my feet were just like, we can't do this anymore. So yeah,
that's awesome.
24 hours later, finally went home.
Wow.
Had a little sleep. And then we did like a pool party the next day and just sort of went various places, but I feel like I successfully did Vegas.
That's awesome.
All right,
we should totally plan like a broads do something.
How about Miami? I've never been to Miami.
I can do Miami.
I just assumed you meant like a party place.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like
the broads do something.
Broads do.
It's funny because, yeah, you guys went to party cities. I was like, where could we have a nice hike? Which national park should we visit?
I mean, I'm fine with that. I am partied out.
You are.
Although I do want a return trip to New York.
Yes. Yeah. Come visit. Maybe we could stay at my aunt's place. She has an apartment on the Upper West Side near the Central Park West. So that'd be fun.
That would be really fun.
That would be really fun.
Oh my God, Amanda, we could live like we 23 again. What? All right. On that note, we are ready to get into a little bit of feedback. So we had a bunch of feedback for our last episode that was entitled "Titled French Kisses." Shandy,
So both in the patrons group and in the regular Jay and Jack group, we had some comments on last week's episode that pretty much were all GIFs of kissy faces of different kinds.
Apparently our listeners can't handle French kisses.
Five Frenchies, one bed. Yeah.
Five Frenchies, one bed.
It was very funny, but it's very hard to convey in an audio format.
Yes.
We did have some That's What She Said, though.
Yes, we did. If you are joining us from... Do you want to explain it? Why don't you explain it? I always do the every once in a while. Go for it.
So That's What She Said, for anyone who is new, is one of our favorite recurring segments in which one of our listeners, Matt Loves TV, goes through and pulls out and puts together and up and in all of the sexually suggestive comments that we make that are not meant to be such. Yes. And puts them all out of context and in one big giant group. And we like to read them.
We do. They're particularly funny when we read them with new eyes.
Yes.
Indeed. Out of context makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we got stuck on the plane.
He promptly went to town, rubbing his face.
Oh my God. Speaking of getting kicked in the balls, throw the ball and try to get it in the hole.
My sister-in-law came after we recorded last time. I don't know how I feel about that one, Matt.
Aren't you sitting on that bed right now?
I'm no longer sitting on a bed. I'm sitting at a desk on a chair. I have an empty apartment.
Ah. Almost finished it the way there, and then we finished it on the way back.
I'll take him in. That's fine.
It'll be fun. Real sausagey.
Any good party. These ladies have been doing it for a while.
Oh, he's feisty.
I'm done. I know you're done.
I'm not sure how he didn't pass out from lack of oxygen from screaming so loudly.
I never even thought of that.
I was like, I don't even remember who or what that was about.
Me and my child.
Right, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. My bed was moving.
It literally was. I'm glad that they're all going to come. And they did.
And they did. And I wouldn't get near that, but I did take a selfie with it.
That would be Mike's voicemail about baby Trump.
All right.
Well, it's a second chance.
We are super middle fingering it. Still with the
Oh my God.
I have a toy too.
I am converted.
Why should Shandy have all the fun?
Seriously. Oh, here's a good one. This is my first time for Andy.
I'll keep it in then. Cool.
I'd watch it at least once on something.
Everyone in my generation was like, huh. That's how you do it?
What was that?
I don't remember that either.
I have no idea.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay, that was me talking about the selfies.
Oh, the smushy face?
The smushy face. Yeah. Face. I told everybody at work, and they were like, huh. Yeah, that. all right, let's move into some emails. Our first email is from Gail, and Gail sends us a link to an article that is, quote, and this is why you're listening to us people from in the dark. It's for this right now. Loud fart gives away suspect's hiding spot during police pursuit. And the article goes, and it, so the article is from didyouknowfacts.com. Sounds totally not made up. And, it's by Trisha Lee Ziegenhorn. Zeigenhorn. So, I don't know if this is the only time someone couldn't hold in a fart and so exposed his position during a police chase, but I do know that everyone it ever happened to is still trying to pretend like it didn't happen. Police officers in Liberty, Missouri were hot on the trail of a man with a felony warrant out for his arrest. He was wanted for possession of a controlled substance and about to pull out all of the stops. Fox 9 reports that canine units had been called in to track his scent, but they were never deployed. I see what we're setting up here. Dot, dot, dot. Because the guy let a fart rip so loudly, it gave away his hiding place. I mean, that is some gas if you can't hold it in long enough to not get arrested. The local police station had a bit of fun with the incident on their Facebook page because how could you not? And everyone who read the story had a similar snort laughing response as well. So, of course, this led to a bunch of memes. Let me do a quick check to see if... Is there a video on of this? No, because it'd be really great if we could capture this fart on video. Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Alas. All right, and then here's what some of the internet had to say about this. If you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you, and you pass gas so loudly it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a poop emoji shitty day.
Hashtag it happened.
It happened.
Fartgate, it's real.
Fartgate, it's real. Yes.
The real Fartgate.
He had the right to remain silent, but he didn't have the ability. At LST Music says he blew it. Not having the ability to remain silent is pretty much my, my jam in life. That's like my motto. That's what my autobiography is going to be called someday. She should have remained silent. And then another comment was at HVL8. Well, shit. Other ones were, I fart the law and the law won. And then the article ends with, I swear I'll go to my grave wishing there was video. Same. This is one of the great tragedies.
Oh, so good.
All right. Our next email is from Joanne.
Yeah. So Joanne writes us about Spotify, saying, I have a friend who uses Spotify and just started podcast listening. We found the RCAD, but could not find the broadcast. Too many listings with the broadcast in their name. Any tricks to finding you all on Spotify?
Huh.
And I will send that question to Colleen.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm still not entirely sure what Spotify is. So
Spotify is an app that you can play. It's a desktop and a phone app where you can play music through. And
that's as much as I know. Okay, it's like Pandora, but different.
Right.
But it's on demand, whereas it's Pandora
Exactly. It's on demand. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty good if you want to search for something and you don't have like Apple Music or something like that. Or, I think it's a song that's not like legal on YouTube or something. And a bunch of artists, I'm sure as Taylor Swift will tell you, they don't always have the right to like decide whether or not they're going to be on it. But it's great because I used to play different playlists from there. And when Zach was a baby, I would put like the top 20 for the country on and I would play those for him in the bath time. And it was kind of fun. But they actually recently expanded over the last couple of years to include podcasts on them. And so if you do like to listen to podcasts on your desktop, you can find us on Spotify. And try the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. I can include the link in the show notes for us on Spotify because you know, we're there. I'm subscribed to us there, for sure. Actually, all of them. Broad Little Lies, the other podcast that we did about Big Little Lies, that's on Spotify now. Stranger Things with J-Jack and Mike is on there. I think all the shows on the network are on Spotify. I'll put in the show notes, but you should be able to find us if you search the broadcast, maybe with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen, or just, you know, use your patience to scroll down. Yeah, well, there it is. And then let's finish up this show. There it is. Thanks, Joanne. Again, check it out in the show notes. Let's finish this show out with a update from this week in Andy's virginity. And to catch anybody who may be new up, Andy is a listener that's been writing in to us for a couple of years. He is a virgin and he's on a quest to lose his virginity in the non-creepy, toxic masculinity way. And we've, you know, just been hearing updates. And here's this week's.
So I'm going to read it again this week. Here we go. Hey, broads. So I'm starting to dip my toes into job hunting. Now it's time to reevaluate my resume, which is never fun. When I was looking for jobs years ago, I always wondered about how little I had on it. I'd really only have one job and no college degree despite going long enough to have one. There's not much of a story there. I wasn't out partying. I was in dealing with some nasty bouts of depression. Oh, that's a bummer. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Andy. I feel a little better now that I have a few years at this job under my belt and some more experiences to show off. I should probably look up some resume writing tips to refresh my memory. Yes, I very much recommend that. Also, since my last job hunt, some of the sites offer tasks to show my competency at certain work activities. I always liked doing those when I was doing the temp job circuit because I did well and felt they represented me better than my career highlights. Highlights may be generous. Who knows? Hopefully, I'll have some news when you get back to your regular schedule. And I remember Amanda reading at least one email of mine way back when I first started writing in. But I like shaking it up. I should probably shake things up elsewhere in my life. Who knows what may come from that? Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Yeah, well, Andy, I'm sorry you had such a tough college experience. But I would agree, being up to date on resume structures and outlines is really important. As someone who just went through a hiring process, I can't tell you how many really crappy resumes I looked at and how infuriating it made me. So
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. So the best advice I could give is, yeah, make sure your resume is formatted correctly. And this should come as a shocker to no one. There's no spelling or grammatical errors in them. Just care so I can care.
Yeah. And I think it's important to remember also that, like, if you feel like your professional experience is lacking, I mean, think about the things that you really do at your job. And I would say try to, like, think about it from an outside perspective, because you probably minimalize what you do. But, like, in terms of, like, those, you know, job skill things that you're doing, it's probably, you can probably make it sound more impressive than you're currently making it sound without lying. If that makes sense.
That does.
And then
it's very good advice.
I think there's also a lot of things that you can add from things that aren't necessarily like your 8-to-5 job. Like if you do any volunteering, if you have done any fundraising, like as a, you know, for whatever cause.
If you post a hell of a lot of podcasts a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For essentially pennies. Yes.
Yeah, no, for real. Like there are a lot of things. If you coordinate anything, if you know, it doesn't have to be paid work, but all of those skills I think are super valuable.
Yeah, I agree.
And so one thing I learned with Jay going through the interview process over the last few months, because from time to time he would throw me like over LinkedIn, he would like message me like, I think that you should apply for this. And I would say, oh, I'm not. And this actually did happen a couple of times. He'd say, oh, I don't think I have the skills for this. And he would say like, are you kidding me? Like, you do this, this, and this, like, even outside of your job, like, for the podcast, you know, like, you can totally speak to that if you wanted to. So, you know, moral of the story is don't sell yourself short. You are probably, and this speaks for, this goes for everyone, you are probably giving yourself a lot less credit than you deserve.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing I'll say that I remember from my brother telling me, and I think this bears out a lot, is that, like, there might be some minimal qualifications that, like, either you have or you don't. Like, if the job requires a master's degree and you don't have it, like, they are simply not going to look at you if you don't have that. So, like, there are things that, like, you know, are non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Right.
However, there are other things where it's like, I don't know. I know that I, in the past, would, like, not apply to things if I couldn't, you know, speak to the 20 freaking bullet points that are in the job announcement. And my brother's like, but it's fine. Like, if you got, like, half to three-fourths, like, you're fine. Just, like, apply. It's...
Right, what's the worst maybe that can happen? Like,
well, and like, his idea was like, they're not actually going to find somebody who can fill all those 20 bullet points. They're going to find the best fit, and then you can grow into the rest of those bullet points. Like, yeah, it's fine. And I think that we oftentimes have a tendency to have that, the mindset that I had, where it was like, oh, well, I'm not qualified for this because I can't do every single thing, or I haven't done every single thing that it's asking for.
Yeah,
but well, that also doesn't take into account that, like, we also hire based off a lot off of personality and whether or not they're a good fit for the company culture.
Oh, yes.
And that's something that your resume won't necessarily be able to prove.
Yeah.
Very important. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Andy, for writing in. And we look forward to your next update. A bit of housekeeping. We have an Instagram page. It's really fun. Check us out on Instagram, TheBroadcasters3. We have a Twitter that we use sometimes. We're working our way up to that. It's the Broadcast 3, I think. If you have any feedback to anything that you heard tonight, we would love to hear it. You can send us an email at thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, 331-276-2373. And we love listener feedback.
We really do. We love it so much. We can't remember. We lose our train of thought.
If you would like, thank you all for listening though. Again, if you would like to become a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/JaneJack. That's because we are a part of Jane Jack Network, and every patron helps the network in general. But of course us as well. So we would appreciate that. And that would be, again, patreon.com/JaneJack. If you are a fan of Big Little Lies, the TV show on HBO, we have a Big Little Lies podcast, and that is called Broad Little Lies. We would, if you know you want a companion piece to this past season, please check it out. We are planning, when Shani gets back from vacation, on doing a season 2 wrap up. Again, we would love to hear what everybody has to say. All of the contact info is still the same. Check out the podcast we did last week, a week and a half ago, with AKA, like 2 hours ago at this point, as of the recording this, with Natalie and Parker from In the Dark. I think it's, you know, a really great listen, and I hope that everybody else thinks so as well. And yeah, stay tuned. We'll be back soon. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that'd be Ed the Creepy Mailman, Drake the Destroyer of Time, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Eckhart Rickner, and Tack from Tokyo. Thank you guys so much. If you are new, though, go back. I urge you, check out our archives. You can send us an email at thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can look for the Facebook page, which, if you just search, like, on Facebook, The Broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen, we should be there as well. I will also put that in the show notes. I'm sure we can all give you our highlights of our favorite episodes, because, you know, I happen to like us, so... welcome to the land of honorary broads. But on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.